Every year around this time, we start talking about the heart for his house offering. This gives us an opportunity to re-engage our hearts. Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart follows. And he wants your heart. He wants your heart above anything and everything. He wants your heart because out of it flow the issues of life. And what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. What's in your heart shows up in your life. Your life starts from the inside out. So he says, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So this offering, the heart for the house offering, it's us putting our treasure where we want our heart to follow. And the Lord's heart is in his bride, in his church, in his with his people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he loves the world so much that he redeems us so that we could be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ and invite people in to become sons and daughters of the Most High God. What an awesome privilege that we get to partner up with God. This church partners up with God. When you're a part of this church, because the church is not this building, it's the people, it's you and I. We are the church. We partner up with heaven and we store our treasures in heaven. And it's a beautiful thing. Jesus rebukes religious leaders because they were so rigid in rule following that they forgot the heart of the matter. They forgot why we do what we do in the first place. And sometimes we can elevate rules above relationship. And we can elevate doctrine above people. And Jesus made it very clear. I want to read this in Matthew 23:23, because he says something very stern. And he's talking to the people in charge, the Pharisees. These are the people that others looked up to. These would be like the pastors and the teachers of that day. Let's read it, because he says, what sorrow awaits you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees? And he says this with an exclamation point. Hypocrites! For you are careful to tithe, which is 10%, even the tiniest income from your herd gardens. But you ignore the more important aspects of the law. And he gives us three. And this is Jesus speaking. Justice, mercy, and faith. What Jesus is saying is that his house, his people, his kingdom is about justice, mercy, and faith. And justice comes forth because Jesus Christ, the just, died for the unjust. Do y'all believe that? That is the atoning sacrifice. And as a church, we're declaring the gospel that Jesus Christ came to save that which is lost. He came to justify those who are unjust. That's what it's about. Mercy. The second thing he says, God sits on the throne of grace and he is a God of mercy. He is rich in mercy, and the house of God should be a place that is rich in mercy. People should come and find mercy. Not just when they gather, but with you. When people encounter you, they should encounter the mercy of God. That's why Jesus, he said, blessed are those that are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Because he wants us to be like him. And the last is faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're justified by our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is a place where faith is increased. Our faith not in things, but in God. God is the object of our faith. So think about this. If we're just making this about money, and we're not realizing that God's like, it's not about the money. It's not about the tithe. It's about justice. It's about mercy. And it's about faith. And when we give our time, our talents, and our treasures, back then they gave what their time afforded them to give. In other words, they gave what they exchanged their time for. They gave livestock. They gave from their gardens, from their produce, because that's what they spend their time doing. And that was their income. They were farmers. agriculture, whatever it is that they did to survive, that's what they brought. And the Lord's like, don't forget why we do this. It's not about the money. It's about your heart. And it's about justice, mercy, and faith. And then Jesus says this, you should tithe, but do not neglect the more important things. We're not elevating tithe above justice, mercy, and faith. When we give, we're remembering that it's about justice, mercy, and faith. And we want that to be the anthem of our hearts. We want that to be what people experience when they experience us. That we are followers of Jesus Christ, and we're all about justice, mercy, and faith, because that's what God said. And we want that to be what we experience here at Tree of Life together. Amen. So we're going to pray for the tithe and offerings, and we'll bring it back to the Lord. But the heart for the house, in this year, I've been praying about what the Lord would have us give. And if we are a house and a church where families that are a part of this household, this church, where they say, me and my family, we're tithing. If everyone did that, it would be a huge blessing to every single one of you, because we're praying and believing that God would give us a building, that we could stake the ground, a place of worship, a place that's been set apart holy and sacred unto God. That's what we're believing for. And we believe that God will open those doors, and pray with me on that. But as we give our heart for the house offering, if for you it's, I'm committing to tithe, that's a big deal. If you've never done that before, it's a big deal. For those of you who tithe on a regular basis, it's part of your culture, it's a part of your values, it's what you do because that's what you believe. That's your responsibility as a follower of Jesus, as a disciple. Praise God. Pray about giving above and beyond the tithe, an extravagant offering that requires faith. God responds to our faith. We're not bribing God. We're not asking, we're not giving to get. We're saying, God, I'm giving and I'm sowing a seed above my tithe. Let me give you an example of what I've done. One of my biggest regrets in life, live with no regrets, well, I have some, is my lack of patience and my anger and frustration towards my children as a parent, as a father. I have moments where I just weep before the Lord and I said, I can't believe I was that like upset with my kids or that frustrated or, you know, just there's moments where I let my anger get the best of me and I've disciplined them in anger and they saw me angry. And I've cried out to God. I'm like, Lord, I want to be a gentle father. I want to be a loving father. I need your heart towards parenting. And I've given sacrificial offerings above my tithe. And I said, Lord, I'm sowing this seed because I want your heart. I'm not asking for a new car. I'm not asking for a new house. I want your heart. I need to know. I want to be gentle. I want to be sweet to my kids. I don't want to be a jerk. And you can ask my wife, I would write that prayer down and I would give in faith. And the Lord has answered my prayer. And for you, it might not be a big deal. For you, it might be easy. It wasn't easy for me. So I've given above my tithe to bless our marriage, to bless our kids, each one of them individually. I've given them for souls, for new souls to come to the Lord. I'm sowing a seed of faith. 1 year, we were renting for the longest time. And my wife and I said, I believe that we're going to give this offering so that God would open an opportunity for us to buy a house. Remember, we did that. And we gave. And the Lord opened the doors. And we have a house. Praise God. So we're not giving to bribe God. That's not what we're doing. But the Lord does respond to our faith. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm sowing a seed. I'm sowing a seed in faith. And Lord, I'm just believing. And I'm just praying and believing. For you, you might sow a seed for a lost loved one, for your family. Whatever it is, it's between you and God. I'm telling you, we pray about this, and the Lord has been so faithful and so good. And so we practice this together. Tithe is an ancient practice. It's a righteous practice. It's practicing righteousness, and that's what we do here. We train in righteousness. And so we're going to praise God and thank Him for the tithing offerings. If you would stand with me. The Lord has asked of me to teach this, to teach the people to be generous. And we're practicing righteousness and generosity. So let's take a moment to thank God for the tithe and the offerings and what the Lord would have you give above the tithe. Let's take a moment. Father, we just come before you. We love you. We thank you for being such a great provider. You've given to us more than what we even know and understand. Sometimes we forget to say thank you. Sometimes we think it's just by chance or it's just a coincidence that things came through and that we were able to pay bills and eat. And we forget to say thank you and to get on our knees and to thank you. Lord, you've been so good to us. And Father, we just respond out of obedience. And we bring back the tithe to you. It belongs to you, Father. We thank you for giving us wisdom to be good stewards. And Lord, as the scripture says, that you open up the windows of heaven over Israel in Malachi chapter 3. And Father, we want the windows of heaven to open up over every family, over every household. That the windows of wisdom, Lord, of your wisdom would pour out your knowledge and understanding. Lord, for ideas or opportunities for favor, for divine protection and provision. We thank you, God, for every family. And Lord, we want your heart above anything and everything. We want to be generous like you. We thank you for your blessing upon every household, Father. We thank you for opening doors, for employment, for clients, everything, God, that you have in mind. Lord, we want to prosper and give you glory in it all. In Jesus' name we thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. We love you, Lord.